Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Lisa Rill, research faculty at the Claude Pepper Center, and this week's Aging Today question is the supply of long-term care workers keeping up with the need for their services? America's long-term care system is straining under the pressure to provide care in an aging society. Older adults' need for care exceeds the supply of paid workers providing it, and this gap will expand in the years ahead. The number of older Americans is expected to double within the next 40 years, and the majority will require some assistance with activities of daily living. To keep pace with the rising needs for services, the workforce must increase by more than 2% each year. Currently, however, it is expected to grow by only a fraction of that amount. At the issue's core is the industry's difficulty recruiting and retaining workers, given these positions low wages, meager benefits, and limited career advancement possibilities. Enhancing the appeal of this critical work would help to close the gap between older Americans' long-term care needs and the supply of workers to address them.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.